Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello and welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Lisa Bell, and today we are on location in Sanford talking with a chef who feeds seniors all across Seminole County while also running a catering service to help fund all of those good works. We are so happy to be joined today by the executive chef of Meals on Wheels and Top Hat Catering, Delanio Lambert-Claire. Thank you so much for joining us
on
Florida Foodie.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, this is fantastic. So you have been here for some time.
Yes, 18 years this past January.
Okay, and prior to working at Meals on Wheels and feeding seniors all across Seminole County, where were you?
I worked at the Swan and Dolphin out of Disney for about 2.5 years. And before that, I'm from New Orleans and cooked in restaurants in New Orleans before that.
So you're a New Orleans native, but you came to Central Florida for your professional training.
Yes, I came for culinary school, yes.
That's awesome. And where'd you go to culinary school?
I went to Le Cordon Bleu, yes.
Okay. And so how did you end up here at Meals on Wheels?
I worked at the Swan and Dolphin for 2.5 years, and I wanted a shift and change of corporate life. And I saw this kitchen and the possibilities, and I started here under just Meals on Wheels and then started the catering division about a year and a half, 2 years after I took over here.
Yeah, and so for the past nearly 2 decades now, Top Hat Catering has really made a big difference.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It helps subsidize instead of relying heavily on government funding so that we do corporate events and weddings and cooking classes that we can offset the cost, basically, of food, labor, and things like that.
At this point now, your catering company is really providing about almost 40% of the funds for Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
And so every day you are churning out thousands of meals.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, we do roughly about 2,000 to 3,000 meals per day for our seniors, schools, daycares, adult daycares, and nursing homes.
How do you do 2,000 to 3,000 meals a day? I mean, this is a big kitchen.
Yes, it's organized chaos, as I call it. So, it's being very organized and then just process of elimination and just moving it down. So yes.
Okay. And so you have a decent sized staff too.
Yes, we have a staff of 15 between my cooks and prep cooks, dishwasher and drivers. Yes.
Yeah. And do you also rely on some volunteers?
Volunteers, we help with our home delivered meals, but not necessarily in the kitchen, but the kitchen is just staff.
And tell us about those daily meals that you're making.
Daily
here.
Meals we do for our seniors is basically their lunch and their dinner that they have every day. Sometimes they have breakfast as well. And then also for schools, they have breakfast, lunch, and snack.
And what is on the menu?
Today, I think they have chicken parm with penne sauce and also I think like some sauteed spinach. For our seniors, the kids menu, I do not know because I'm 3 days ahead.
So that is amazing. And, you know, I think when Meals on Wheels started, 50 years ago or more, the food back then is not what it is today.
Yes, our kitchen is a little bit different because we try to cook everything from scratch.
Yeah.
So we don't rely on the outside source to bring a bunch of stuff in, so we cook everything from scratch.
I mean, you've got a chef who started out at Disney at the Swan and Dolphin Resort.
So we know production.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned you're also, obviously, the catering side of things is really helping sustain that whole thing. And today you are making a couple of items that are on your catering menu.
Yes, we're going to do a couple appetizers. I have a vegetarian stuffed mushroom, and I'm also going to do a tuna tartare with a chipotle crème shooter.
That sounds amazing. So when you make these things, I mean, these are for weddings or corporate events, as you said.
Yes.
And do you do those all across Central Florida?
Yes.
Or is it just in Seminole County?
We've gone all the way as far as down into Fort Lauderdale. We've gone pretty far. We go pretty far, but we stay Central Florida mostly.
Yeah, and if you go online and look at your catering menu, when I was looking at it, it seems reasonably priced.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We try to be reasonably priced, but still competitive out there.
Yeah.
Obviously, the cost of food is going up as we speak, probably as we're talking right now. So.
And that makes it hard, especially when you're trying to provide meals to seniors in need.
Yes. Basically, when I price out a catering event, we want to bring at least 40% back return so that it goes back to Meals on Wheels. So all the proceeds goes back to Meals on Wheels.
And now, for seniors who receive these meals, is there a cost to them?
For our Meals on Wheels seniors? No, there isn't.
Okay. So that's awesome. So tell me what you're making.
So we're going to do some stuffed mushrooms. It's basically what I took is some onions and some garlic and some chili pepper flakes and sauteed with a little bit of butter and then wilted down some spinach and added a little bit of panko breadcrumbs and then some feta cheese and Parmesan. And then basically we're just going to stuff the mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So you just take a little bit of spinach, ball it up in your hand. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah. This seems labor intensive.
It can be. So, yeah. You know, there's certain things that are more labor intensive and there's other things that you can like cut corners with. So, you know, there's always tricks of the trade of like trying to cut corners with something. So, but this is definitely labor intensive.
And one of the things you mentioned is you guys do have cooking classes here.
Yes.
So tell me about those cooking
classes. So yeah, we do cooking classes here. Usually I try to cap it about 10 to 12 people because I don't want to have too many people to manage also and you know keep an eye
and
on.
And are they in here?
Yes, we do it in here.
Okay.
And we do all the cooking in here. And sometimes we'll have wine. You can sit back and I'll have everybody dig their hands in and get dirty and have a good time.
And where can people find, because I love that idea and I love having like a date night or a girls' night out where you come with a big group. You know, and hang out and make something.
Yes, definitely. You can always go online at our website, tophatcatering.org, and look and see and send an email to me and I will respond back and we can set up a time. Either you can do either here or the kitchen, or if you have a big enough kitchen at your home, I can come to your home and we can take over your kitchen there too.
Oh, that's a good idea. And so for the menu for those date nights, you come up with that? Is every night different? How does that work?
Yes, I basically talk to whoever who books me and then I will come up with a menu to that. Usually about 4 or 5 courses and then we go from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the cost for something like that?
Usually it's about $150 per person.
Okay.
And also depends on what the menu is too. If you want filet mignon and crabs and everything, it's gonna be a little more expensive, yes.
And so as the head chef here, I mean, you talk about the menu and all of those different things. I mean, that's part of your job too.
Yes.
Is finding and sourcing all of these ingredients.
Yes, I price out, I find and source all everything and basically constantly, I'm all constantly at the calculator managing the bills and stuff like that too, exactly.
So this is looking good. It's coming along.
Yes.
I love stuffed mushrooms.
Yes.
Are there any secrets that we need to know about? I mean, you look like you're really putting a lot in there.
Yes, we want to stuff it. Because we want it to be stuffed mushrooms. And also, you can do whatever you want. You can stuff it with crab. You can stuff it with, you know, pancetta and different cheeses and things like that. I'm doing it more vegetarian style, so it's just spinach. I had the stems of the mushrooms in there, too, with some cheese. So you can
do whatever. Oh, you chop those up and put them in there.
Yes, yes.
Okay, it's looking good. And you went to Le Cordon Bleu?
Yes, I did, back in, 2004.
And prior to that, I mean, did you have any real training or work in kitchens?
No, I worked in kitchens. I worked in New Orleans for about 5 years in multiple restaurants. And that's where, while I was in actual school, undergrad and everything, like I just cooked and everything. And also my grandmother was a baker and things like that. So I learned at home and self-taught, then on the job in restaurants in New Orleans. So basically, that's how it got me my drive to move here to go to culinary school. Yes.
Yeah, and we always talk, I love talking with chefs about the influences that their family had on them. Your mother's actually French.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And did she cook a lot?
Mom did cook a lot. She cooked a lot for us. Healthy cooking.
which is good.
It was very good, which keeps us healthy right now. But yes, it was very healthy cooking, but it was also very good and taught me a lot and also to be confident in the kitchen too when I was younger. So.
And then your grandmother, is that on your dad's side?
On my mom's side,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
She was a baker and a very good baker. She always made the best pies and things like that. And I'm good at baking. I don't really care for it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's a big difference, right? Between
a
baker and a chef. Yeah. And so you're drizzling some olive oil on top?
Yep, olive oil right on top. So just a little Parmesan cheese and some olive oil on top, and then we're going to whack in the oven for about 15 minutes at 350 degrees.
Yum. And that'll make it nice and crispy.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So we're going to pop that in the oven.
Yep.
All right, we got our stuffed mushrooms in the oven now, cooking for 15 minutes. I have put on some gloves because now I'm gonna get in on some of this action. What are we gonna make next?
So next we're gonna do a tuna tartare shooter with a chipotle creme. So we have some ahi sashimi grade tuna.
Mm-hmm.
We have some cucumbers, some chopped onion, cilantro, and then a Szechuan sauce that I had made. And then we have a chipotle creme, which is basically a little chipotle, sour cream, some sea salt, and then I have some crispy onions to go on top.
Okay.
So we're just gonna assemble everything.
We're gonna pretend this is a cooking class.
So we're gonna just put the tuna tartare in here.
Okay.
I'm gonna have you mixing everything. So get your hands dirty.
I like it, yeah. See, I thought this was gonna be layered, so this is interesting.
Well, it's gonna be into here, so
Okay.
So
That's the cilantro. Nice.
And then we have a little bit of our Szechuan sauce that I made.
Ooh, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yep. And so you go ahead and just mix it with your hands. Keep your hands dirty.
Ooh, okay.
Mix it all nice and well.
This is interesting. You can smell it. It smells so
very fragrant.
Good.
Yeah. So it's a blend of spiciness and sweetness and a little bit of acidity and everything. So it's kind of like a little umami of everything. And then you have a little bit of chipotle cream on top. And then you have the crunch from the crispy onions.
Oh, nice. Do you make those or do you buy them?
So these I bought, but you can make them from scratch. It's pretty easy to make them from scratch. Just fry them in a little bit of oil.
Okay. I'm very messy now. Right.
You can take your gloves off and I'm going to continue on for this. So basically I just have a little shooter cup that we use.
Nice.
And then I'm just going to put a little bit of here and fill it up. So we fill about halfway up.
Oh, I'm making a mess.
Oh, you're
I am
fine.
Spilling all over the floor.
We'll get somebody to clean that up. So we're just filling it up with the tuna. And then we'll put a little bit of the creme on top, and then we'll top it with the
onions.
Yep. So basically that's how it looks. And then we do a little dollop on top like that.
So this too would be on your catering menu.
Yes, this is actually probably the most popular appetizer item. Between this and our Cajun roasted shrimp with this sweet chili sauce, these are probably the most popular items. And then basically this is what it looks like with a small little tiny fork, and that's how it goes on the menu like that.
So cute. So you mentioned you don't love to bake.
I don't love to bake. I'm good at it, but I don't get any joy out of it.
Right.
It's tedious. It's very, you have to measure everything. It's more of a science and things instead of like, cooking is more free form.
And so when you do an event like a wedding and someone wants desserts, what do they do? Bring it?
No, I still do desserts and things like that, but I'm just not my passion.
How often does your menu change?
For the catering menu, the catering menu, I have it posted as what it is,
right.
But I always create a menu for each event. I cater to whoever has hired me for a job. So the menu online or did you see or the actual live is just to give you an idea of what we do, but I will create a menu on the fly for you.
What's your favorite thing about what you do day in and day out?
The creativity part of it. Yeah. And then also, you know, obviously I work for Meals on Wheels, so I give back to the community, but I also get to be creative with catering as well. So it's a balance, I think.
And you talked about you also provide meals for kids in the community.
Yes, we do schools and daycares, charter schools as well. So they get a nutritious meal cooked from scratch instead of, you know, what everybody normally thinks of as a lunch from school. We try to do everything from scratch, and I make the menus for them as well.
How is that? Because but I'm a mom of two boys.
Yes, it's challenging.
And they're not picky eaters. My boys are good eaters, but that is a challenge.
It is very challenging because kids, but also seniors are picky as well too. Kids are very picky, but you have to put some things on it that like you put chicken nuggets, you put hamburgers on there, but then you also balance it with like things you cook from scratch. You give them like, you know, chicken fried rice, but like you do it a healthy way with brown rice and things like that. So you kind of trick them, but you know, it's a balance.
So do you get a lot of feedback from seniors in the community about your meals?
Yes, we do. We rely heavily on it because that's one of the reasons the senior menu I change monthly with the seasons and things like that. And I want to hear back from them because, you know, I don't want them throwing the food away. I want them to actually eat. And I'm always testing. I'm always testing them out, see if they'll eat more kale or eat quinoa and things like that. Sometimes they don't. They want mushy greens and and gravy on everything. But...
But you try.
I try. I do.
And how do you get, do they call you? How do you get that feedback from them?
We actually have a neighborhood dining site and our home delivered that basically they reach out to all the seniors. They send out flyers and things to them so we can get feedback on that.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier you have a pretty decent sized staff here and a good sized kitchen.
Yes. We have a 5,000 square foot kitchen. Yes.
How much has this whole operation grown since you've been here?
Oh my goodness, this changed night and day. It increasingly grows. And when we first started, it was just Meals on Wheels. We had maybe, I think, four or five stops that we delivered to besides just our regular Meals on Wheels stuff. And now we've grown to like even over 20 deliveries that we do for schools and seniors and nursing homes and things like that.
Well, and I've seen some statistics that say the senior population is actually going to double by the year 2050.
We're living longer.
So, I mean, how are you guys planning for that future need?
Constantly doing more caterings, basically being more self-sustaining and not relying on the government funding because the government funding is always being cut. So we have to provide for ourselves.
That's a challenge.
Cost of, you know, equipment and staff and everything like that is always going up. The cost of equipment has doubled in the last 3 years. So
in terms of capacity in this kitchen, I mean, 3,000 meals a day seems like, can you do more.
Yes.
And when you talk about some of the events that you've done, how many people are we talking about that you've catered for?
We do anywhere on average, anywhere from 100 people all the way up to, we've done events for like 3,000. Mm-hmm. So that's on a bigger scale.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of cooking. And it's a lot of organized chaos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you also talked about, you know, trying to source all of these items. Mm-hmm. Something like this seems like it's all fresh from Florida.
Yes, I try to get a lot of fresh seafood as much as possible, produce, and also all of our meats and things like that through our local purveyors.
Yeah. Well, having that French background and then the New Orleans background, that seems like it is a perfect marriage, really, for flavor.
Yes, I do know a lot about spices. And from coming from New Orleans, I've had to learn to tame my spices.
Really?
Because Florida is not really ready for the heat of New Orleans spice, but I've learned over the years to like control it. Give a little bit of heat, but not too much.
Okay, well, I'm ready to try this. This looks amazing. Okay, magically, our stuffed mushrooms are now done. These look and smell amazing.
I'll give you a couple here so you can give it a try.
Do you sample everything that you make?
No, I do not. I cook so much that I actually lose my appetite. I forget to eat sometimes until I get home, and then I'm like, I didn't eat anything today.
And what's that like for you? What do you eat?
I will usually whip up something really quick. Like some dumplings or something really quick at the house and just scarf it down real quick. But yes, I do lose my appetite. And then, because I don't want to eat something that I've been cooking all day and smelling it all day. So, but then I'm like, I get home, like, I really should have took some of that filet mignon home.
Right? Yeah. And so when you make yourself dumplings, are those made from scratch?
Yes, I have them from scratch, yeah. Okay. And sometimes if I'm really lazy, I do have dumplings in the freezer that I keep on hand. I'll make my chili oil from scratch, though.
Okay, nice.
So we have your mushrooms here. There's a fork and knife if you want to try it.
How you're supposed to eat these? Because I just popped the whole thing in my mouth.
Oh, you can pop them out. Just be careful. They just came out of the oven, so don't burn yourself on TV. Let's try the tuna tartare first.
Okay, this looks great, too. Are you going to try one or just
me? Yes, I'll eat with you.
Okay,
yes.
All right, thank you. Cheers.
Salute.
Yeah. So this is fantastic. My mouth is watering, blending all these flavors together. Mmm. So good.
A little bit of smokiness, a little sweet, a little spice.
What's your secret ingredient in the creme?
It's a chipotle. So just a little bit of chipotle in it and then some sea salt and then sour cream. And that's all that goes into it. Yeah.
It is delicious.
If you don't want to, you can use mayo. You can use creme fraiche. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you like. But yes.
This is wonderful. And I wasn't even hungry when I came here, but I want to eat the whole thing. We were talking earlier about, you know, trying to plan the cost of things and planning out a menu. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, there's bird flu and egg prices go through the roof.
Yes. So you always have to kind of like sidestep and see, you have to always make last minute decisions and changes to the menu. Obviously, there's certain things you can't sidestep, but then you have to like cut a corner somewhere else. So there's always a way around it. You just have to be creative, I guess.
And I was asking you too, when do you get a day off? When do you sleep?
I do. For our Meals on Wheels, if I don't have a catering event, I'm here early in the morning, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And I'm usually done about 12, 1 o'clock. But then if I have an event that night or that weekend, we work on the weekends and things like that. Like we just worked this last Saturday. We did about, I think, 11 hours on last Saturday.
That's a lot. So, I mean, you've been doing this for 18 years here.
Yes.
And working, you know, how do you balance it all?
It is about, because I take vacation. I specifically will take vacation because you have to.
And when you're gone, who's in charge?
My sous chef. Sous chef Gerard is in charge.
Nice. And so going back to that staff, you've had people around you who've been here for a while.
Yes, I had people here at least 5 to 6 years, 7 years have been working for me, yes.
Okay. All right, let's hope these have cooled down a little bit.
Yes.
I can't wait to try these. I was telling you that I've made stuffed mushrooms in the past using lentils.
Oh, I love lentils.
Yeah. But this... I mean, it looks healthy, right? There's some spinach in there.
There's mushroom. Plenty of spinach in there.
Yeah, and then you lap, right? Yeah, so you can see the steam coming off of it.
Yes, let's try it with you.
Mmm. So good. I love the little crunch on top.
Mm-hmm.
Is that from the olive oil?
Olive oil and a little bit of panko.
adds that texture to it. Well, this has been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Where can people go to find more about the cooking classes and how to get involved, how to order if they have a big event coming up, a wedding or any corporate event?
TopHatCatering.org is our website, or you can also just email me direct at Delano@TopHatCatering.org.
Okay. And you can help them develop a menu?
Yep. I create your menu for you, whatever your needs are, and we go from there.
Awesome. Or even come to your house and throw a party.
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yes. All right. Well, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on Florida Foodie.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Delano Lamberclair. You can find his catering business online at tophatcatering.org. You can also learn more about Meals on Wheels at mealsetc.org. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. On Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos, WKMG. Also, a big thank you to our entire production team. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.